Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with your host, Scott Maria. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. Our phone number here at the station is area code 760-337-8874.
We've reached a new epoch in Let's Talk About It. We're all now watching our iPhones and doing stuff on our iPhones while we're doing the show. So,
multitasking.
Get ready for blazingly good radio. Yeah, good radio.
I know. Before we go to the fun stuff, I just want to mention something that happened yesterday that I grew up with, and maybe a lot of radio listeners, Spanish-speaking radio listeners, grew up with, listening to Bermudez. And yesterday, he passed away. Augusto Hernandez Bermudez, he passed away yesterday as he was doing his radio show in Mexicali. And, you know, that's something that it was part of my growing up, and my mom and my dad were listening to him yesterday.
Wow.
And he passed away yesterday morning at 9 o'clock, and last night was
on the commercial break?
Live. And they put in music, and the last night was the viewing, and I think today might be the funeral. I'm not sure, but you can always, you know, if you need information, you can always go on Google it on the internet, all the information. And La Voz or La Crónica, the newspaper.
It's always a little weird when like celebrities, because they don't realize how many relationships they have with how many people.
So it's something that I grew up with, and I'm not going to have it anymore. It's just weird. But his show was called Sonorama Deportivo, and you know it was a daily thing. You know, my mom making breakfast and listening to the radio, and now that I'm grown up and. My mom's helping me getting my daughter ready, and she's listening still to the radio. But that's no longer. So.
Wow.
Sympathies to his family, and he's
and
a well-known.
And that quickly.
That quickly, yeah. But I know.
Are they already busting out, like, the cliches, like, he went out doing something he truly loved?
Or? Actually, you know what? He did. I mean, that's what he did. He loved it. He was there every day, and he. That's something that I would like to do, you know.
So today when we strap it on the radio, we're strapping it on for Bermudez.
And yes, Bermudez.
You know, even being that I'm in radio,
right. You are literally in radio.
Yeah, I've heard the story before, like people being on the air and just, you know, doing their thing.
Literally then, dead air. Yeah.
No pun intended. But yeah, it happens, you know. It's an unfortunate thing that happened to him. I mean, he is like literally a Mexicali icon.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So, condolences to his family.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, like you said, we grew up with him. I grew up with him. Like, I remember, like, listening to him with my great-grandmother. My great-grandmother.
So, this is like Captain Kangaroo of the radio, or what?
Something like that.
Mr. Rogers, kind of like, it's there, it's always there, you turn it on. It was always, he was always
signature
there.
Signature voice of Mexicali.
Yes.
So, yeah.
He knew everybody. Everybody knew him.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, yes. And... Something now, something a little bit more upbeat. Of course, everybody knows what's going to start this Friday. The fair, Midwinter Fair, starts this Friday. So, you know, if you're looking for something to do with your whole family, take them to the fair. So
Are you?
I will be there.
Are you dialed in now? I mean, who's going to perform at the fair? Anybody?
I have no idea. Okay. I'm going for my daughter's looking forward to getting a fish. Another fish. The other ones died.
You know how many years it took me to get them to get the fish at the end of the fair instead of, like, in the first 10 minutes, and you carry around the fish for the whole
thing? No, I learned that, and we're going to do that at the end. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to the corn dogs, so, and the food, the whole, you know, fair.
Immersing in the fair experience.
And the rides, the little rides. Still sticking to the little rides, and that's fine. And I know.
It's all fair and midwinter fair.
Yes. So the fair starts this Friday, so take your family this weekend and for the next, 10 days?
Hey, culture hits Imperial Valley. There you go. Something to do.
I know. So.
And then Blue Angels are right around the corner somewhere.
And the same, I think the same week, so.
Wow. What a great, and you know, it's also kind of starting to get warmer, and yeah, it's good to be here. So, welcome aboard. Okay, let's talk about it. We do have a guest.
Yes,
we have a radio show.
A good show.
And catch the podcast on KXORadio.com. Always. Last week's show was great, and if it hits.
Oh, no, we're going to top this one off.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no question. No question. Because
we're always topping it off.
Because Dahlia's.
Everything.
Dahlia Pesqueira. Ooh, I still messed it up. Oh,
Dahlia Pesqueira.
1,000 times practice and still messed it up.
Pretty close.
Morning, Dahlia.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, good. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Yeah, and Dahlia is a mental health counselor and a marriage and family therapist. Intern.
You do Pesqueria, I'll do marriage, family, therapist, intern.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And miss our stumble points.
Works for the Behavior Health. So, and today we're going to be talking about family therapy.
Mm-hmm. Family therapy.
When you talk about family therapy, our listeners, most of our listeners have families and kids, and how do you, there's always...
And I've got, like, people that I can blame for the family not working, so why should the whole family have to get therapy when just one person's messing up? You know what I'm saying?
Because it affects the whole family.
Right, but we'll hear that a lot. Why do I have to go? You know, why am I the crazy one?
Well, yeah.
Why do I need it?
This isn't a family therapy. This mm-hmm. is that person over there.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
So what do you do with that?
Well, that's very, actually...
Let's jump in.
That's the open doors for you. So we actually expect that, and that's actually very helpful because now we start really talking about what really the problem is and where it comes from and how it really affects everybody. You know, they might be pointing fingers, but at the same time, when they start talking about how it influences their lives, it's just so... People start becoming so amazed about how much they are affected and how much hurtful it is. Even if they contributed and they thought, you know, it wasn't affecting them as much. So just opening that door is good enough to start discussing about thoughts and feelings of what you really believe is happening.
What kind of problems or what kind of issues comes to that point that, you know what, family therapy is we're going to be providing, where it comes to that point, well, let's provide, or this family would benefit from family therapy. What kind of problems?
Well, we see a variety of things. What I see most common is, for example, anger outbursts. If the adolescent is easily triggered by family, verbal, physical altercations at home with, you know, siblings, parents, refusing to follow your house rules and regulations.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.